Victoria has become the first state in the country to enter into a treaty with First Nations peoples. The treaty follows decades of determined advocacy from First Nations communities, and it is an historic moment, not only for the state, but for the whole of Australia. Now there are renewed calls for New South Wales to follow Victoria's example. With us to explain why this is such an important moment is Gomeroi and Biripi woman and Justice and Equity Centre solicitor Emma Bastable. Morning, Emma. How are you?
Morning, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, why is this treaty such a historic event?
The passage of Victoria's treaty legislation is a genuinely historic moment in Australia. It's the first time an Australian Parliament has passed a legal framework to negotiate formal treaties with First Nations people, agreements that recognise sovereignty, affirm self-determination, and begin to repair the structural harms of colonisation. Other countries like New Zealand, Canada, and the United States have long had treaties at the heart of their relationships with First Nations people. Australia never has, so this marks a fundamental shift.
What changed for the people of Victoria?
So in terms of the changes, this is changing to government for First Nations people, to government with First Nations people. It means local communities will have a direct say in the issues that matter and affect them most. Things like housing, health, justice, education, and connection to country. Traditional owners will be able to negotiate directly with the state, while a broader statewide treaty will set up principles for shared decision-making and recognition. Every new law in Victorian Parliament will now need to have a statement of treaty compatibility, making sure future legislation aligns with the principles of recognition and respect. And importantly, this isn't just about politics. It's about reshaping relationships. It gives Aboriginal communities the power to define their own priorities for their future. And it also gives non-Indigenous Victorians a chance to take place in the process of truth-telling and renewal.
And what are the possibilities that we'll be able to get treaty happening in New South Wales in the near future?
So the New South Wales government has appointed three independent treaty commissioners to travel across the state and listen to Aboriginal communities about what a treaty process should look like. These conversations are about building trust and consensus before any negotiations begin, and that's essential. Treaties can't be designed from the top down. It has to come from the ground up. It needs to be led by community, needs to be democratically elected and properly funded for the long term. That's why the Justice and Equity Centre were calling on the New South Wales government to establish an elected grassroots First Nations body, similar to Victoria's First People Assembly, to guide this process.
And after the Voice referendum, are these state-based changes the way forward for First Nations justice?
Yeah, look, they are and they aren't. So Victoria took 9 years to get from where they started to having this treaty legislation enacted. So that shows the need for long-term bipartisan commitment and funding. But yes, in many ways, state and territory governments do control most of the systems that shape First Nations people's lives, from housing, health, child protection, policing, and education. So state-based treaties and truth-telling can drive real reform where it's needed most. But these processes can't replace the need for a national reform. A federal voice treaty and truth process is still essential. It can do what the states can't, which is enact constitutional reform that empowers First Nations people nationally, address sovereignty and land rights, and establish a Makarrata Commission to oversee national truth-telling and agreement-making.
Okay, so federal is still essential, but the state-based stuff is helpful. And if people want to get involved in the campaign for a New South Wales treaty, what's the best way for them to do so?
Probably the easiest way is to start by staying informed. So visit treatynewsouthwales.info. That's the official site run by the New South Wales Treaty Commission for updates on consultation, surveys and events. Attend a local session, make a submission or start a conversation in your community about why treaty matters. But also follow Aboriginal-led organisations that are leading this work. So your local Aboriginal Land Council, ABSEC, which is the peak body for child protection in New South Wales for Aboriginal kids, the Aboriginal Legal Service or the Uluru Dialogues. Allies play a key role by listening and amplifying community voices. Treaty isn't just a legal document, it's a movement for truth, justice and shared responsibility.
Excellent. Emma, that clicking in the background that you just heard there was me going to treatynewsouthwales.info. And of course, you can go to the Justice and Equity Centre website, jec.org.au. Follow the links to First Nations Justice because reconciliation requires action. Emma Bastable, solicitor from the Justice and Equity Centre, I really thank you for your time here this morning. Thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you so much, Danny.